If you missed a minute, you've missed too much. The Dan York Show continues on News Talk 630, WPRO, and 99.7 FM.
All right, it's 3:37 here. Anchor Rising's creator, Justin Katz, one of them at least. Justin is at the top of the blog today with a scary look on his animated portraits. It's a whole lot nicer guy than the look. Seems to be consistent. That Matt Allen badass picture always cracks me up. They get a little thing going on. You visit with Matt once a week? Is that what you do? Mm-hmm.
Wednesdays tonight, Andrew's calling in just Andrew before 7.
And raises an issue. Great writers, great thinkers, and a lot of interesting response on what I think is a very very academic and responsible blog and a good read. So we were talking about the Republican Party, and you just kind of like, you know, just... How in heaven's name are we going to get political change without an active two-party system? And will it be the moderate party that fills that void?
No. There's certainly a role for the Republican Party, and I think it'll be critical to any reform movement. Right wing.
It has to have a pulse in order to have that critical role.
Right.
It?
Well, I think. Your argument is that they should just blow it up. I would say my prescription is that they turn it, dial it down, and join in with the grassroots type groups and help them and all grow together. Define the party as that grows and use the party.
But here's the problem: the grassroots don't want to say the Republicans,
right?
So it's like a dirty word. The Tea Party people,
well,
they're all
to...
damn Republicans. There was a Republican rally. And no, I don't want to say I'm a Republican. I don't want to say I'm a Republican. The Rhode Island Statewide Coalition. If you plopped them into any state in America, they would be active Republicans. Mm-hmm. The Ocean State Policy Institute. If you plopped them into any state in America, they would be active Republicans. And none of them want to call themselves Republicans. So the Republican Party, you know, Gio Ciccione and three others are supposed to meld themselves into these groups. I know that Gio is trying to work with these groups and actually navigate and sometimes mediate some of the challenges between them and try to bring some kind of galvanized force mm-hmm. to whatever the hell they think they're doing. But the idea that they don't want to be done, don't call me Republican, don't call me Republican. Are you a registered Republican? Well, I have been. Well, I am now, but I don't talk about it. Why is that? Because, well, you know, I don't want it to be contagious. I mean, it's unbelievable. That's why I say blow the damn thing up. Call a shit and make a big deal about it.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm a marketing guy.
Yeah.
You know, here's what you do. You call it terminated or suspended. We're suspending party operations for a period of 6 months. We'll let you know when we've returned. And then new people come in. You work behind the scenes, but new people come in and say, ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba, we want to announce it's a brand new Republican Party in this state. This one gets it. And here's the strategy. We're going to go get 20 districts, and we're going to win them. And we've got, and we're going to raise money for the expressed interest of saving Tiverton and Woonsocket and a couple of places. We're going to identify the General Assembly, and we're going to take them out one by one. And if we have a Republican candidate for governor, that person is going to run his or her own race and then be responsible for growing us if, in fact, they win. That's what you do. Why aren't you writing that?
I guess I concentrate on the structural aspect, the stuff that would be happening behind the scenes. I think you can come out with the new Republican Party campaign without having 6 months earlier announced your own
death.
Who's
going to believe it?
Well,
who's going to believe it?
Well, who's going to believe that it actually is disbanding?
If you shut it down, throw out everybody that's involved, let it percolate, and then have a behind-the-scenes battle for leadership, you know, and you open the door, you know, new and improved... People buy that crap all the time when it comes to sub sandwiches.
Hmm.
New and improved pizza slices. Oh, good. New and improved. Let's check it out. Who's to say it wouldn't happen with the Republican Party? Oh, new and improved. They went away for a while, didn't they? Yeah, they shut it down because they stunk the joint out. But guess what? There's new players in there. Under new ownership. Under new management. That's a, you know, you see you're going down Route 2 and you see a restaurant under new management. Well, I'll try it. Why isn't that something that we could apply to the state Republican Party? The reason why I'm raising my voice and getting all I'm jumping ugly with you here is because you have become a principal thinker in the conservative tank.
And that's a scary thought.
Well, it's not. Why are you self-deprecating? You write a lot of brilliant things.
Thank you.
I'm trying to get people in the state to realize that you can't bring change without shaking the bottle up.
I guess my skepticism is in
part... The Rhode Island statewide coalition to be the new salvation? Harry Staley's a nice guy. He's going to come in here and bore the crap out of me tomorrow. He's a great guy. He's going to come in here. He's going to bore the crap out of me tomorrow. Bill Faulkner, Ocean State Policy Institute. He's going to bore the crap out of me. And then everybody else.
Well...
Wonk me until I can't breathe anymore. You gotta shake it up, baby, now.
But that's
did I just have a shot of adrenaline or something? I think that hamburger finally digested that I had at 1:45.
And that was the Jolly Rancher.
Oh, the Jolly Rancher, a little sugar. No, seriously, come on, Justin, get with me. I want you to write this on your blog. He'll do it. Comtoys will do it. He likes me more.
I don't dislike you, Dan. Well, I said something similar in response. In reaction to Saturday's summer meeting of the statewide coalition, there are no new faces. We need new faces. We need people who are going to jump forward to lead at the state level. From my perspective, I don't know who those people are, so I wouldn't I wouldn't want to devise a strategy for rehabilitating the Republican Party based on people who haven't emerged, even to somebody who's as involved as I am.
In Kevin Costner's movie, Field of Dreams, the phrase was, if you build it, they will come. My version of that is, if you kill it, they will come.